What is going on, beautiful people? Today we're talking about how do narcissists get their supply. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. So, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Yes. How do narcissistic people get their supply? I know a lot of people see the word narcissistic supply. That's everywhere. It's probably one of the most searched terms, one of the most sought after terms in the world of narcissistic abuse, toxic abuse, narcissism, or whatever. So, if you don't know what narcissistic supply is, it really is just validation. It's a narcissistic person's need for validation, for their need to matter and whatnot. It's their need to damn near be alive. It keeps narcissistic people alive. It's like a battery. It's like a energy source, pretty much, for narcissistic people. Now, the way...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's funny to me, but not to somebody. It's funny to me, but not to other narcissists that see it. But the way a lot of people talk about narcissists, they make it seem like narcissists are like vampires feeding on the necks of empaths, you know, because people, they type it about compensation. They'll be like, narcissists have to feed to get supply. Like, they're like a fruit bat or a bat or something like that, just lapping up the supply blood of a narcissist, of an empath or somebody around them. But to me, it's funny how people talk about it. But yeah, I can see how other people will take it as, you know, I guess, disrespectful or whatnot. But how do they get that? How do they get that validation? How do they get that? How do they get it? Where does it come from and whatnot? So it really just depends. To me, as a diagnosed narcissist, there are different forms of supply. There are. I mean, supply could be recognition. Supply could be fame. Supply could be infamy. Supply doesn't have to be good stuff. It could be bad stuff too, y'all. As long as that narcissistic person feels like they matter and they're leaving some type of legacy around, supply could be some bad stuff. Supply could be infamy. Supply could be committing a crime. Supply could be financial. Supply could be getting validation for how they look. Supply could be, you know, just having somebody around, just proof that I matter by having kids. That you can, the kids can be supply. The job can be supply. I know people typically refer to supply as being a person, but it doesn't have to be a person, y'all. It can be, the new supply could be a job. The new supply could be a hobby. The new supply could be, you know, a career choice or something along those lines. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. But how do they go about doing it? Some narcissists get supply through, you know, some narcissists get their supply by being mean. You mean some narcissists, they take it. They take the supply. They don't earn it. They take it. You know, when I said earlier, some narcissistic people get their supply through bad deeds, through, you know, criminalistic behaviors, through acting up, through being bad people, through scamming, through being a con artist and things of that nature. If y'all, you know, this channel is not to get political, but there are a whole bunch of political narcissists around, like politicians that are narcissistic people. You see them popping up when they get committed, or they get convicted of crimes, or they get impeached, or they get indicted and things like that. Like, you see your boy Menendez, the Democrat dude, and then you just see Santos, the Republican dude. Like, Santos, boy, that dude, but you see, Santos got his supply from just being on TV. He definitely was lying. He knew he was lying. He knew he was lying to the world. That's why he had that little sly smile on his face anytime he'd be on TV. He's like, well, I lied and I got her, so what you gonna do about it? I'm not resigning. So it's right there. This is not to get political. Don't hop in the comment section and be like, blah, 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 blah. The Democrats, the Republicans, this is not to get political. This is just showing an example of it, how some people can use bad things to get supply. The dude getting gold bars from Egypt or whatever, allegedly. And then you got the other dude over here just lying his ass off on his resume and lying about achievements and accomplishments to get supply, to smile on TV, to be in the notoriety. You know, when you see people say there's no such thing as bad press, any attention is good attention, that's narcissism. They talk about narcissistic people because, like, if you're getting bad attention and you like it, you crave it, that's narcissism. That's narcissistic right there, especially if it's a person. A company is different. There can be company narcissism around, but people are going to be different in that space right there, you know, because you get a person like that who goes after infamy, regardless through any means necessary. You get people who commit these mass, you know, unalivings that want to live in infamy. They want their name to be remembered, you know. They go do something to at a school and because they want to be remembered and things like that. That's supply for them. That's weird, that type of toxic dynamic, but that's supply. They get it through by taking it. They get supply through force, you know. They force it. So supply can be through force, you know. They really absolutely can take their supply through forcing it, through stealing, through manipulation, through, you know, being conniving, being gaslighting, manipulating, lying, you know. They get supply through love bombing you and tricking you. Some narcissistic people don't do good things to get supply, y'all. They can do bad things. They can lie and manipulate their way to the top and then become, you know, the whole time they're getting supply, even if they get in trouble for it. You know, the trouble sometimes is the supply. You see, they get whatever supply they're after, fame, infamy, money, whatever it is, love, whatever it is, emotional connection, legacy supply, whatever it is, they can get that through bad deeds as well, y'all. They don't have to go through good deeds to do that type of stuff. But on the other side of things, some narcissists get their supply through doing good stuff, through doing good deeds, through just being conventionally attractive. You know, you can be, sometimes you don't even have to work hard to get supply. You can just be conventionally attractive. You can be have a nice body, have a nice face, you know, whatever it is. You can get supply through being attractive. People, oh, you look so cute, you're so cute, you're so beautiful, look at you, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's supply, you know, that's narcissistic supply right there. That's validation. You see, people can give you money for looking good, you know, in that space right there. So you can get a financial supply and adoration, that adoration supply right there in that space, just from being born a certain type of look. You didn't have to work hard to get your genetics. Maybe on a cellular level, you had to work hard to get your genetic code like the way it is to look good. But you didn't have to work hard as an adult a lot of times. I mean, I know eating right and working out is not easy to do. So I understand that space. But yeah, you were born with this look. You know what I mean? With the genetics you have. You don't have to work hard to get that. You know, some people get supply through being charismatic, through being funny. You know, when I say charismatic and funny, people automatically think it's just like, oh, that's good, a good form of supply. No, being charismatic and funny, you can poke fun at people, you can joke on people, you can make other people laugh at another person's expense, and that's bad to that person, but you're still getting supply from that. You know, you can be charismatic and funny in a good way and still get supply, but sometimes you can be charismatic, funny, and evil, you know, and still get supply from that. That's just the way it works sometimes, a lot of times in these spaces. Like, there's no end or just one way that narcissists get supply, y'all. It can be supply in different forms, in different formats and things of that nature. So you just got to be wary and be on the lookout for the type of stuff, because they will go through any means possible to get their supply. You know, like I said, they just do all the type of stuff like that. Like, sometimes they can just be charming to get supply. Just be charming. Just be being nice, y'all, can get supply. Oh, you're such a nice person. You're so well-mannered. You have such good manners. That's getting supply. That's getting validation. If you're consistently doing that, you know, it's just different ways to go about doing it. Like, you can get supply through just having money. Yeah, some people don't have to work hard to get money. Again, sometimes you get born with, what they call it, a silver or gold or platinum spoon in your mouth. So you didn't have to work hard to get money. So you already got money. You just use your money to get supply. And sometimes, again, y'all, you can do that in a bad way. You can use your money to get people hurt. You can use your money to control people. You can use your position of power to control people, which just because you have money, sometimes you do have to work for. You know, that happens right there all the time. Like, control is a form of supply as well. So if you are, you can get supply through being a head of a company, through being a head of a household. It doesn't have to be head of a company to get that control supply. You'd be just head of a household. You can just control your family members, your family dynamic. You can control them going in and outside the house. You can control them doing that type of stuff right there. That's control as well. That's a controlling form of supply too, y'all. So it kind of crosses that line into that space right there where that's a form of supply too. So narcissistic people, it's unlimited ways to get supply. But if you think about it, supply is validation. And I'll end the video with this right here. In order to get a narcissistic person to leave you alone, a lot of the time, this doesn't work all the time, figure out what type of supply that they are getting for you and cut that off. I might do a longer video on this. You made it this far, you want me to do a longer video on cutting off the supply, just put a little hand raise emoji in, or just a hand in the comment section. Let me know if you want me to do a longer video. But yeah, because like I said, just cut whatever supply that they're getting from you, be it adoration, be it control, financial, whatever it is, whatever form of supply that they're getting from you, figure out a way to cut that off or remove that. And that can help you break through that space right there. You know, that can help you get through that dynamic right there. They can help you get this person possibly to leave you alone. Like I said, it's not a guarantee, but it's possible. So thank y'all for tuning into another episode, y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.